This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome from KDK TV my friend from many moons ago and a great reporter and anchorman himself, Barry Pintar. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you.
So I saw this viral video from after Sunday's Pirates game at PNC Park, still inside the park, between a employee and it looked like two fans who allegedly were harassing a woman at concession stand. Help us sort through what happened after you reported on it yesterday.
Okay, so yeah, so just a little background to make it all make sense. First, I think it's important to say that the physical altercation was between two people only. I say that at the very top because probably like you, as a lifelong Pittsburgh Pirates and Steelers fan, and someone who loves the opportunity our city gives to go to these games, this was a very isolated incident. To me, it reflects nothing about the safety or not safety of the game. So having said that, number two, also for context, Pittsburgh Pirates have something called game day employees. They are not overall umbrella full-time employees of the game. They're hired for the day, whether they work concessions or they usher various things. So to my understanding from a close source very close to the situation who would know what happened inside and out, could see the security cameras much more than what we saw, two fans or guests, as the Pirates call them, were harassing another game day employee who was a female. A male saw it, got in between it, and tried to defuse it. I spoke yesterday to the senior vice president of communications at the Pirates. That's exactly what they're supposed to do, defuse a situation and walk away. So that's pretty much where our video picks up, if you've seen it on any of my socials or on the air last night. The situation is trying to be defused. We see this game day employee trying to walk away several times, but this fan or guest, only one of them now of the two, continually gets in the face of this game day employee. Now, we ran this video through several processors trying to hear exactly what we were saying, unsuccessfully because it was taken by an onlooker far away, but we could definitely see what was happening, and he continued to get in the face of this game day employee. As much as he tried to walk away, we don't know what he was saying, but he was certainly adding fuel to the fire of the situation. Eventually what happens is this game day employee actually does start taking blows or punches to this fan or guests. That continues on for a while until the guest or fan now starts to spit in the face of this game day employee. We showed it happen once. I saw it happen several times. Now, presumably to keep his distance away from the fan and keep him away, probably the most shocking part of the video that we saw was this game day employee now takes off his belt and starts swinging it at this fan and hitting him. Presumably, he doesn't want to get close to someone who's trying to spit on him. Eventually, the police were called. Other ushers, employees kind of defused the situation. Other fans around are screaming, stop, stop, there are kids around. As you mentioned, this is at the end of the game where the Pirates have this great thing where the kids can run the bases, so there were definitely kids around. But Larry, no question, it was an ugly scene, but again, a very isolated incident. As I mentioned, the police were called. I have reached out to the Pittsburgh police to see if any charges were filed against either. Haven't heard back yet, but of course we'll update that on our newscast as we go. But, you know, Larry, I have to say, I also, for whatever reason, have been covering a lot of pirate stories lately. I covered the running out of the bobbleheads of the Paul Skeens and people lining up on the bridge. And again, from my perspective, the Pirates really stepped up to the plate and said, hey, we're giving one to everyone who scanned a ticket. So they ordered more and passed out the bobbleheads. I covered the Roberto Clemente anniversary. Look, I'll leave how the Pirates are doing on the field to Richie Cassidy and Bob Pompeiani. But in terms of from what I'm seeing, in terms of the Pirates working with the community, it's important to me that I don't put out a message that the games are dangerous, because that is actually not at all what I saw in that videotape. Just a very physical altercation after the game was over between a fan and this game day employee.
You know, Barry, what you're talking about really hits home with me, and I'll tell you why. I buy a few tickets every year, and I go on Sundays in the afternoon, and it's a family atmosphere. And the fact that this happened on a Sunday afternoon is what's really shocking to me.
You know what? It is troubling. And I think that's why this is getting so much viral attention. It's also why I find it important, just as a journalist, to lay out there that this was a very isolated event that did not involve a lot of people. There was, I can also tell you this, I watched all 6 minutes or whatever it was of the video that we had. No other fans were ever involved except Good Samaritans who try to defuse the situation. So, you know, again, I guess this is the third time I'm saying, Larry, we're about the same age. We come from the same area. We grew up here. Just don't want to let people think, oh my gosh, now look, pirate games are getting dangerous. That is not this story at all. What this story is, though, because I did interview the head of the union of ushers. Now, this wasn't a member of the union. He said to me, you know what, Barry, there's what we do. We meet beautiful roses all day, but every now and again, there's a thorn. I interviewed another official for another sport yesterday, and he said, you know, unfortunately, things are changing. Now we're starting at the grassroots where parents are freaking out over ushers at Little League games. And this stuff is just building and building. And eventually he said, you know, we got to get to the point where prosecution is serious enough to these types of things or this type of alleged fan behavior that it just stops. And really, I think you'll agree, it does have to stop. There is absolutely no place for that kind of behavior, especially, as you said, with lots of kids around, but even without the kids. I mean, we need to go enjoy our games and have a good time and not have this kind of stuff happening.
Barry, appreciate the time. Thank you. Great job.
All right. My pleasure, brother.
That is Barry Pintar, KDK-TV. Check out his report later. However, a lot of people weighing in saying, you know what? If I was that employee and that happened to me, I might have done the same thing.
I just checked social media for both public safety and Pittsburgh police, and so far no citations involved in this altercation between the two men.
And I hope this employee, it's just a short suspension. And we'll ask your opinion coming up on the Big K Morning Show. And also next, AAA has a major announcement, and if you're a Steelers fan, you're going to want to hear this. Big announcement on the Big K Morning Show from AAA, and she is extraordinarily talented. You've heard her for many, many years on Saturdays talking travel. Marita Williams, good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm fired up because when you called me just a few days ago and said, Larry, we have an announcement, I said, let's do this. So I don't want to steal your thunder. Let us have it.
All right. So we are so excited. I know they haven't officially named the dates yet for the Steelers to visit Ireland and play a professional football in Croke Park. As you know, we had a package that came out earlier and it sold out immediately, almost. In 2 weeks, we were sold out of our inventory, but we were able to get more air. We were able to get another hotel in the city, a 4-star in Dublin, and more Steeler tickets. So we're all set to start selling the package again, and I think it's going to take off as soon as that announcement's made, but you can always call in and book now. As you know, if something crazy happens and they change the date of the game, we will definitely do refunds or change you to the new inventory that we'll have. But right now, we're really excited. We're planning on September 24th to the 29th, and Larry is coming with us. That's the first time I'll get to go with Larry hosting the AAA group, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Larry.
No, I'm fired up because I think the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, we are going to take over Dublin. They'll never forget us.
Absolutely. It's going to be crazy. Crazy, because Dublin, you know, is a wonderful city. Actually, it'll be my first time in Dublin. I know you've been there before, I believe, on our Ireland trip that you hosted. So we're excited about that. But all things black and gold and green, I guess we could say, for that weekend. So we have a 4-night package. It'll include your round-trip air, your Steelers game ticket, and there's options to upgrade seats all over the stadium, so we have those for you. We also have admission to the Guinness storehouse. We have a hop-on, hop-off that you can do at your leisure. We'll have a tailgate party, and that, pending the time of the game, we'll either have it game day or the night before. We don't know what the time will be, and that'll affect the tailgate party a little bit, but we're still going to have a blast with all of our black and gold and green on that day. So join us. I'm so excited that we were able to get more space because the demand was very high when we first came out with our package. So we have it again. So folks, give us a call at 1-800-848-1238, and we'll get you all set.
Marita, it must be pretty tricky setting up all of this, not knowing for sure that the date's in stone, right?
Oh, Paul, that you're right. That just the logistics. So, yeah, what's that like, Marita?
It is. It is a logistical, I don't want to say nightmare, because it's actually a challenge, and it was fun putting it together and being able to offer it to our AAA members and the public. So it's not just members. You can book with us even if you're not a member. We feel like we have the best package out there for a full 4 nights, a lot of time on your own for exploring 4-star hotels that we're using. And, of course, to highlight it all, Larry's coming along with us, the voice of that Pittsburgh yep. Steeler game in the stadium.
Don't let that get in the way of you coming. Somebody said to me, Marita, hey, Lair, what are you going to do on that trip? My job is to just make announcements periodically and just say, please observe the NFL's all clear bag policy. All right. Give us that number one more time, please.
1-800-848-1238.
All right. Get on it, because these are going to go fast. And I don't think you're going to get any more hotel rooms or tickets after this, Marita.
Yeah, this is going to be our last blast, so hopefully we'll get it all sold out immediately, then we can start organizing everything.
And I'll look forward to blowing the froth off a pint with you at the Guinness place. We'll go to the Brazen Head, the oldest continuous bar on the island since the 1500s.
See, you're just a wealth of knowledge. You're going to be such an asset on this trip.
I hope so. All right, appreciate you. Congratulations. This is very cool.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, AAA's Marita Williams. That's 800-848-1238.
If you are a major Steelers fan and you're looking for like a keystone moment in the time that you've been rooting for the team, and you get to fold it together with a great vacation in Ireland, wow.
Well, you know, for the package, because it's all-inclusive, and you know, it costs money. It's not cheap, but for Steeler fans who love to do one thing, this is a lifetime experience for a lot of people.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, some people, like last year, they played in Las Vegas. It was a big deal to go and have a weekend in Las Vegas. Well, now it's Dublin. I mean, if you have some Irish heritage, especially, wow.
Oh, it's just fun, fun thing to look forward to. And hopefully, by the way, the official NFL schedule comes out next week on Wednesday.
Oh, so the waiting's just about to be over.
Yeah, okay. so we'll lock it in. But as Marita indicated, they'll make an adjustment. And if you can't make the adjustment, you get a refund. So do it. And coming up, we want to get your reaction to this whole viral video that happened at PNC. Should the employee, he got suspended apparently, should he have got suspended? What should they do with the other guys? 888-391-1020, 888-391-1020. We'll get your calls coming up after the news with Paul. Larry Richard getting ready. Oh, boy, the calls are coming in. People want to react to this viral video from Sunday's Pirate game after the game at PNC Park. And a game day employee engaged first with a couple of fans who were allegedly harassing a female in a concession stand. So, Aaron, let's talk to Joanne Point Breeze. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning. I don't go as many games as I previously had, but I do go to a few games over there. And thank goodness you had a journalist this morning that reported like journalists are supposed to report. Because, I have to send kudos out to him because I've heard things there when a journalist called herself reporting somebody saying something about somebody's dead mother and father. I thought, this is ridiculous. Why would you do that? So kudos to the guy you had this morning.
That's Barry Pintar, KDK TV.
Right. Well, thank you, Gary, for doing the job that is required to do and not rile people up. Thank you.
All right. Joanne, fired up. Point Breeze. Jack in Munhall, you're on KDK. Good morning.
Mr. Premier here, Larry.
Oh, what's going on?
I blame this all on Nutting.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, well, he doesn't put a representative team on the field. Well, then, so you really have no reason to go see the game except for the drink. And you have to get a loan to do that.
No, I mean, come on. You can blame Nutting for some things, but not that. I don't think so. 866-391-1020. You can't be serious, Jack. He's gone. Come on, Aaron. They're going to blame Bob Nutting for the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby next. I mean, it's
pretty extreme. Some people.
Bob Nutting is responsible for global warming. I mean,
where do you go from there?
No, in this case, I think the question I want to ask, if people see the video, is we found out the game day employee was apparently suspended. We don't know for how long.
Right.
I say give him one game and have him back because he's sticking up for his fellow worker.
I truly believe that, one game, if he has to be suspended, great. If PNC is worried about the reaction of the people. And in this case, I really think that they're thinking about the reaction of the people instead of, like Paul said, kind of thinking, you know what? He's a loyal employee of ours. Maybe we can put out a statement that's going to support our worker and also.
Yeah. And also, Aaron has to actually answer the phone. She's working in there. So the video goes on. And apparently, the game day employee tries to defuse the situation with these two guys who are allegedly harassing a woman, a female, at the concession stand. Gets them away, and one of the two guys keeps yapping and yapping and yapping, and then it gets physical, and then the guy spits on him. You can see this in the video. And the game day employee pulls his belt off, and that's... Now, he swung it at him, hit him a few times, but
And that could be where the suspension comes in, because that's a little bit scary looking, maybe to onlookers.
You can't advocate for violence. However, you can understand once the guy got spit on, he snapped.
Yeah.
All right, Ross, you're on the Big K Morning Show. What do you think?
Good morning. I understand the suspension, but I once, well, for a couple of summers, baseball season, at Three River Stadium, I used to be a runner for a souvenir vendor. So I would go in the stands. I had a little basket, middle basket. But one thing he told me, which was not a suggestion, he says, do not, I used to also, amongst the souvenirs, baseball pirate souvenir paraphernalia I would take with me, were those small black Pflugerville Slugger pirate bats.
Oh, I remember those.
Yes, I have two of them now as, you know, souvenir from. Anyway, he said, look, depending on crowd size and the weight, you may take 11 or you may take 6. Notice the odd number. Do not sell your last bat because you got money, you're by yourself, and you may need to defend yourself. I understand once you're assaulted from the reporting. I mean, the man was spitting on someone is an assault. So the one game, hopefully that's all he gets. But I support someone defending another employee and defending themselves.
All right, Ross. I got you, man. Thank you. Ron, you're on the Big K Morning Show. What's your take?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thank you for taking the call. I've been worked for corporations where I've had employees dealing with the public just like this in malls and other standalone facilities. And we've had had to face many a situation like this, including on myself. I had a person attack me several times over the years. And the policy of your station or the pirates or any business may be to de-escalate, you know, and not engage. And that's fine, and it should be. Nobody needs to get into altercations like that. However, the suspension is probably warranted for a day while they review it, and just to reiterate to the employee to, hey, we have a policy and we, you know, we have your interest in mind at the same time as the other people. But what escalated this was the spitting. Now, in the era of COVID and other diseases and still AIDS and so forth, spitting and putting blood on somebody purposely is an act of a weapon. You have the right to defend yourself. The policy of the company may be what it is, and they can do what they want, but civilly, he has recourse to go after the person who spit on him, and because that's assault and battery.
All right.
And he also has...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, assault and battery. All right, Ron, thank you. Aaron?
Well, there you have it. I think a lot of people are feeling for the employee.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? He was assaulted. He was trying to do his job, defended his coworker, and that's it.
And when he got the spit in the face, that's when the belt came off.
He was like, enough is enough. Get out of here.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, a week without power is an effective teacher.
You need to have a plan and be prepared for the next time that happens, because I think it's going to be a stormy summer, and is this going to be all summer?
That resident in Castle Shannon is a changed mind about preparations after going a week without any power.
My reaction is, what do you do? How do you set yourself up next time to be in a better position if you lose power for an extended period of time?
You got to figure out, I guess, on a short list of the things you really got to have, and then you got to maybe accept that there's going to be some that you don't get. I wouldn't want to do it, and those who have, my hat's off to them. Game day employee, Pittsburgh Pirates, suspended after getting into a fight with a fan at Sunday's game at PNC Park. Wow.
The video doesn't lie, and it tells a story. So when you hear it like that, you're like, oh, what happened? But when you see what happened, it changes your opinion.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree. State Representative Valerie Gainas has introduced a bill to send Pennsylvania surplus. That money should go to taxpayers, she says.
Yeah. Let us have it.
So the proposal I have is that return some of that money to the taxpayers so that they can use it for their emergencies, or they can pay down their debt, because that's what it's used. That's what it's intended for.
Well, we earned it.
Yeah, Valerie, it's our money. You're right. Give it back. Thank you.